Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's John Lefoot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last crunch berry.
No!
No one steals my crunch berries.
I think you mean my crunch berries. Choose your own crunch venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Welcome back to Believe in Softball. I'm your host, Jenna Becerra, and here it is. We have officially made it to the fourth season finale of Believe in Softball. This is the 27th episode of season four and our 130th episode overall since starting the show 3.5 years ago. Thank you for being there with us this season through all the interviews, covering our bases, foul tips of the week, and so much more. However you got here today, whether it was an audio podcast platform like Apple, Spotify, etc., or watching on YouTube, thank you. Subscribe and rate if you haven't yet. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter at Believe in Softball. That's B-L-E-A-V. And then yes, there's merch. Click the link in our bio on either page or go to shop.believe.com to purchase. Three different shirts available for you, covering our bases, Safer Out, and Catch You Soon. I might be wearing Safer Out today for those of you who are on video. All right, let's go through today's batting order. First, we'll cover our bases. I'll give you some news and call-outs from around the softball world. Then we'll head into today's content, which is Safe or Out. It's become tradition to look back at the season and play the greatest hits from the Safe or Out segment with our guests. As you know, for every guest that comes on the show, this is how I wrap up our conversation, a game called Safe or Out. I bring up different topics. If they like it or they agree with it, they call it safe. If they don't like it or agree with it, they call it out. We've covered all kinds of things, put them in the hot seat a little bit, and got their hot takes a little bit on all things softball and beyond. So we put together some of the best Safer Out conversations with guests from this season, and I just love hearing this from them. So once again, we'll wrap up the season the way we wrap up every episode. Then we'll end things with the Foul Tip of the Week, where we share tips to help us get better. All right, let's get started. Covering our bases. First, I want to talk about 2023 softball up to this point. There are three words that I think describe this year, at least so far. The first I would say is thrilling. It felt like the Women's College World Series in the preseason for college softball, let alone what we actually ended up getting in Oklahoma City. It just kept coming. And every major win felt that way this year for softball. You know, OU with the first three-peat since the 80s. The Texas Smoke becoming the first ever WPF champions. Odyssey Alexander becoming the first Athletes Unlimited softball champ, that's AU and AUX, to come from a mid-major. And the Mid-Atlantic region, the first Little League Softball World Series winners from New York. Like every single level, it felt that way. And not just the result, but the journey on the way there. And it was all the stories that went with it. For example, I had a front row seat to Stanford's historic season, and that was one of many stories. There were upsets, There was perseverance. There was impact off the field. At all of those levels, it all felt thrilling. The second one's disruptive. Between the transfer portal, name, image, likeness, the conference realignments, there's a lot of change, to say the least, across college athletics. This is by no means softball specific. This is really across all college sports. And then even the latest update to add to that list for the conference realignments, Stanford, Cal, and SMU are going to the ACC. In addition to that, for softball specifically, the NCAA softball rule changes that have come through, you know, the full impact of those and some of the other changes that have been announced this year are still going to come in the future, but the seeds were planted now in 2023. And there was sort of this juxtaposition of ends and beginnings that we seem to see in softball every year. You know, there were pro retirements like Monica Abbott and Courtney Gaino, who came on the show and talked about it. And then there were rookies like Megan Faremo, who came on the show to talk about her foray into pro softball from college. But then within college, there were these seniors and grad students like Jordan Rudd, who came on the show. Then there were freshmen like Nigeri Kennedy, who made a huge impact, and there were newbies shaking things up. But then amidst all of that, amidst that evolution that we've been witnessing, there was still a lot of history there. You know, it's 40 years of the NFCA, 90 years of USA softball, but yet somehow that history is also being rewritten in some ways, at least moving forward. And the last word I'd say is prominent. This year, it really felt like we broke TV attendance and social media engagement records across all of softball. You think about how in 2021, softball was on ABC for the first time, and it was believed to be the first time that softball was on one of the big four networks on TV. Then you fast forward to 2023, and it wasn't just the Women's College World Series and Super Regional games that were on ABC, but even the Little League Softball World Series. So it was just all across the board, different ages, different levels. And it wasn't just attendance records in Oklahoma City, like we seem to see every single year, but Athletes Unlimited set a record for attendance on Champ Day in the championship season. NCAA softball shared every social media record they had was broken during the 2023 tournament for softball. So it just felt like our sport was more prominent than ever this year, and just more part of the casual sports fan conversation, even being in the ESPYs. And these are all just a few examples, but it just felt like we continued to move the needle. Second, I want to talk about women's sports. Speaking of moving the needle, it felt like we've been making a lot of progress as a group, not just softball. And we talked to Sherry Kempf last week about women's sports at a high level across of all of Athletes Unlimited and beyond, because it matters. You know, and it made me think of what's gone on across the board this year. You think about March Madness and everyone talking about Caitlin Clark. And then fast forward to this summer when Iowa women's basketball sold out of their season tickets for the first time. This is going in to Caitlin Clark's senior year in this season that's coming up. The Women's World Cup, we talked about how many records they were breaking for soccer this summer. And then most recently, a really cool one, Nebraska volleyball broke the world record for attendance at a women's sporting event. 92,003 people were at their match versus Omaha in the football stadium in Lincoln. I said this on Twitter or on X, I have to give some love to our past guests that are associated with Nebraska softball and Go Big Red, because head coach Rhonda Revell and alums Tori Tyson and Kiki Stokes have been part of that community for so, so long. And the win that that volleyball program and the athletic department had was a win for women's sports. And I'm not even talking about the actual match, which yes, the Huskers did win, but really just the implications of it. Because a rising tide lifts all ships, and it was a reminder of the big picture for us and the progress. And third, I do want to talk about the progress that we've made while covering all of this year. We hit 130 episodes, and we've now completed 4 seasons of this show. The most episode downloads ever that we've had, thanks to you all. The largest social audience we've ever had, thanks to you all. And even some cool things, too, like doing a press tour. You know, I got to join the rally on TV, ESPNU Radio, Sirius XM a little bit more, and do a tour on all the other Believe shows that the network has. And then even some fun anecdotal things. Like I got to meet a fellow broadcaster who actually wrote a book about Washington softball, and he said he mentioned the podcast in his book. So even just some cool things like that. And you love to hear those stories. And then on the media side, just personally, You know, our goal, we all agree, I think, on this, is to grow and support women's sports. But sometimes it's nice to reflect on maybe some of the tangible things that we do on the way to that goal. And I've shared that with you all, and I want you all to share that with me, because that's how we get better. So like this year, for example, I went to the inaugural Pac-12 softball tournament, which was amazing. It had the most TV games that I've had so far as a broadcaster, even got to vote in the weekly awards. The first Women's College World Series that I got to attend, and I got to do it as a fan and as a media person. Winning the Golden Mike Award as Utility Player of the Year and being nominated with Troy Clarity from Stanford. And doing new sports, like I've told you guys. I started field hockey, and I'm still mixing in some volleyball and soccer and just broadening my horizons. And then even doing different formats or different types of media, like writing. You know, you guys have been so supportive of the Softball America stories and articles that I've written and the Sports Illustrated article about Stanford season. And even hosting events like a Stanford Athletics Women's Panel and a softball preseason Q&A for the first time for the program this year. I think all of these things, from the show to a personal level, it really comes down to the big one, which is not only making more relationships, you know, meeting more people. You all know that I love that part of this, but also deepening some existing relationships as well, and even reconnecting with some old ones. And that includes all of you. You have been a huge part of it all. So to bring it home, I want to talk a little bit about what's next before 2024 softball begins. You know, there's still plenty going on this fall. College recruiting, you know, September 1st, it opened up communications for coaches to contact players. And signing day coming up for national letters of intent. I want to reinforce what a lot of people have said, including a lot of the greats, a lot of guests from this show, a lot of college coaches. Just a reminder for those who want to play in college and are going through that process. This is your journey. It's no one else's timeline. Don't be discouraged if your journey looks a little bit different than other people's. Just keep at it. The other thing happening on the coaches' end is the NFCA are having their conventions that they typically host in this offseason every year. Internationally, some big conversations happening around plans for the 2028 Olympics in LA. The IOC was meant to already announce which sports, if any, would be added. They haven't yet. They've sort of kicked the can down the road a little bit. So we got to keep making some noise to make sure that softball is included for that next Olympic Games. The Pan American Games, in the meantime, are happening in Santiago, Chile, October 29th through November 4th. And the rosters have been announced, the final USA roster for the year. So tune into that. And then also the Japan Pro League. So the Japan Diamond Softball League, the JD League. They're playing this fall. You know, sometimes we forget, like, they actually are playing in the fall. And Hannah Flippen went straight there from Athletes Unlimited to then just play her next game. And she's played for Hitachi, if you want to check her out, by the way. Still lots going on in the show's offseason. And I thank you in advance for continuing to support softball as you have supported us all season long. And as usual, I love hearing our guests' hot takes. The Safer Out segment at the end of every interview is one of my favorite parts. So let's revisit some of the best ones from this season. Some of these topics may already be evolving as well, so we'll see. We have an entire lineup for you, 1 through 9, so let's get into it. Lisa Fernandez, 3-time Olympic gold medalist, USA Softball and UCLA Hall of Famer, 4-time All-American, the Bruins associate head coach, and the GOAT.
Basically, like I said, it's called Safer Out, so I'll bring up a topic, okay, probably about softball. If you like it or you agree with it, you call it safe. If you don't, then you call it out.
Okay.
That's it.
Got it.
Okay. First one, UCLA going to the Big Ten. Safe or out? Ooh,
safe.
Well, has to be, right? Now that I think about it, you're employed there. Yeah. So, <Safe. laughs> so we'll move on. That'll be that. Okay. That was the first one. Second one is superstitions. Safe or out?
Safe.
What were your go-tos, or did you have a lot?
Oh, tons. I mean, super silly when I think about them now, but so important when I was in the moment. So I'm all about superstitions. Whatever gets your head going in the right direction, man, I'll do them with you.
Yeah.
At the end of the day. So I mean, I would put a cup in the fence, and in the cup, you know, I had to get a drink. I mean, I had a whole routine. Had to get a drink. Had to put the cup in the fence, had to tap it so many times to make sure it was in right. I mean, it was crazy. I mean, I think they even made that rule that the pitcher had to get out on the mound within a certain period of time, or it was a ball because of me. And I'd be like, fine, I'll take a ball, as because I already tapped my cup three times. So I know I'm good to go. Ball or no ball, I don't even need it. I'm still going to get her out. So yeah, superstitions, definitely safe.
Yeah. Were you one of those people who like wouldn't step on the lines?
Oh, I'm sure. That sort of thing too. Yeah. All kinds of stuff. Absolutely. Yeah. Good karma.
Yeah, I agree. Softball gods are watching, you know?
Totally.
All right. A couple safes. Next one is NIL, name, image, likeness. Safe or out?
Tie to the runner. I mean, I think there's, you know, there's some definite positives, you know, when you think about it from an athlete's perspective. But then obviously as an old schooler, you know, it's not easy, right? Managing how it goes, right? And some of the things that may happen, you know, with the athletes of added pressures and so forth. So that's a tough one.
Yeah.
But I think there has been some benefits to some of the athletes that have been able to take advantage of it, you know?
Yeah.
But the, you know, anything that's good, there's always going to be some negatives, you know, so that's a tough one.
Yeah. And there are a lot of things that are different, you know, even from when I played too. And NIL is one of them. The transfer portal is a lot different. There's a lot of new layers, social media, even the what it is now today versus what it used to be and even before it existed.
Yeah, the social media thing is a tough one.
Yeah.
You know, you're looking at everybody's highlight reel, right? And you know, no one posts the mundane, troublesome days.
The champ camps.
You know. Yeah. No, those are always posted because, you know, they're always like,
That's true. They earned that post.
that's a tough one. You know, you have to make sure that you know, we keep an eye out on our kids, right? Because sometimes, you know, it's distorted in terms of how things actually occur. And, you know, like I said, it's everybody's highlight reel. So sometimes it doesn't always make people feel their best.
Yeah. But you mentioned earlier too, the growth of the game is such a good thing too. So do you feel like in general, we're going in the right direction?
Yeah. I mean, I definitely think so. I mean, I think, you know, when you look at even the College World Series, I mean, man, we were pumped when we got, you know, 3,000 people and we, you know, the stadium was a quarter of its size. You know, now it's, I don't know, is it 10 or 15? I don't even know how many thousand it fits now. And so, you know, what we were able to do, you know, through the Olympics and obviously bringing it to the forefront, you know, it's unfortunate that it got taken out when it did. And hopefully we're going to get back. That's a tough one. But in terms of the college game, you know, hopefully we'll continue to figure out how we're going to do something professionally that can sustain. I mean, I think it's a great avenue. I mean, I think anytime women can play sports, it just helps develop character. I mean, when you think of some of the successful people in this world, you know, there is a competitive aspect that you have to have, and what's the best way to learn it than, you know, playing a sport that you love, right? And doing something that you love all the while you're learning some really cool, valuable life lessons.
Yep. 100%. All right. Well, last one is bat flips.
I'm definitely old school on that. I would have to say out. I mean, you know, when it's good, it's good. When it's bad, but you got to be able to show, you know, who you are. Right. And, you know, there's about a presence and so I'm a little bit old school. I mean, I understand it, you know, and everybody likes the creativity of it. You know, to me, it's probably more situational, you know what I mean? When it's scripted and, oh, I'm going to do, that's kind of not my thing, you know, but there are times when you hit a game winner and you're like, whoa, and you don't even know what happened. You know, it's a natural emotion and reaction. Okay. I get that, you know, but like I said, when it's scripted and the score is 10 to nothing, we've got to also be respectful of the game and the people that you're playing against because they're showing up as well. And it's not easy being in that circle, you know, and being vulnerable. And I would go vice versa. You know, if, you know, we don't need any, you know, any major bat flips going on in the circle with a glove going up in the air because they strike somebody out or something.
Right.
You know what I mean? A good fist pump. I get that. You know what I mean? If someone hits a home run. Yeah, I get that. That's a different story. So yeah, that one's a little tough for me. I'll admit I'm a little bit more old school.
Honestly, that's what I figured. And actually most, I think, UCLA alums I've talked to, that's been the answer. Just more the culture, right? The style. You're probably too busy tapping your cup and like doing all the superstitions anyway.
For sure. You know, actually, you know, to me, I would, if that, I would probably take it, you know, I mean, there is a part of me that is, you know, a religious aspect, and I would want to make sure there's no disrespect, because I would not want the repercussions if, you know, the big man upstairs thought I was being disrespectful to the game. And then all of a sudden now my bat decides to take an 0-for-10, you know, hitless streak. I'd be like, sorry, didn't mean to do that. My bad. So yeah, I mean, there is definitely a cognizant effort on my part, you know, even as a player and a coach, to do things the right way, because I think those actions are rewarded.
Yeah. Well, I think nobody's perfect, but I think you've done a heck of a lot of things the right way. So thank you for joining.
Definitely no one's perfect, and you do the best you can, and, you know, lock in and being who you are and who you want to represent. And we all make mistakes, but hopefully, you know, they're ones that are small and we can learn from and move forward.
Cindy Ball Malone, UCF head coach, 2022 extra inning softball national coach of the year, USA Women's National Team assistant coach, two-time All-American and Hall of Famer at the University of Pacific, WCC Hall of Honor inductee, and fellow 805 native.
Okay, first one is super conferences, safe or out?
I don't know enough about this. This is where, so give me more definition of it. Is it like we're going to go to like two conferences and we're splitting up? And
yeah, more realistically, yes. It's like we have less and less conferences. They're really big divisions, all that good stuff.
I'm not saying I'm not against some of the ideas, but an old bear does not like change. So
yeah. Fair enough. Okay. First one's out. Makes sense. So the second one is pitchers having 6+ pitches. I had a feeling.
Out of there.
It's funny because any pitcher you talk to, especially like if they've competed at a high level, that's what they say. They're like, no, you don't. That's not what you need. Mm-hmm. But other people are like, yeah, you know, she throws 6-7 pitches. And you're like, what? Anyway. Okay.
Not enough room on the call card for all those things.
Yeah.
Let alone you can't hit them all. So, you know, you can't throw your spot. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. What would you say is most important as a pitcher then? Like, it's not necessarily having all these different pitches. Is it location? Is it changing speeds? Like, what do you think number one is?
So number one, I think, is depending on your pitcher, right? So you have like velocity, command, deception, and movement, right? And then the other piece is that mentality. Mm-hmm. I'll take mentality and like over a lot of things at times. Velocity is great, but if you can't spot it up, and movement is awesome, but again, if you don't have the command with it. So we typically, I would say my number one thing is knowing what pitcher you are and really mastering 2 to 3 of those absolutes that I just talked about.
Yeah. You know, I like that answer for multiple reasons, but it's not a cookie cutter answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because so many times it's so easy to try to like generalize, you know, and I think that I like how that's tailored based on the person.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, cool. So we have two outs now. Mm-hmm. Third one is NIL, name, image, likeness, safer.
Safe.
Okay. That was a quick answer.
Getting represented. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and you said, cause I'm curious, you were like, old bear doesn't like change or whatever, but and that's change.
It is. And I would say, if you asked me a couple years ago, I'd be like, no, out. But, just watching how I was worried about they're going to take any money that's thrown at them. Right. And so then they're going to represent things that they don't truly represent. You know, how are they going to exploit our women? Right. Because that's typically what it is. And it is so cool to see how some of our athletes have just been like, no, I'm not going to do that one. That's crazy. Like, I don't even believe in that. And I was like, yeah, but it's a lot of money. Well, no, I don't believe in that. So I think it's made them grow up. I think it's made them understand like responsibility too. You know, they'll say, well, they're going to cut me if I don't post this many. Well, that's what's required So that's what you need to do. Mm. So it's actually helped us. And I, the other thing that I think is really cool is some of our athletes have tried to like help other athletes on the team. So, you know, like we're going to get a team deal out of somebody's, you know, individual deal. I don't, we have a person that handles all of that.
Yeah.
But when I just heard that, I was like, funny, speaking of that person, she's calling me right now. she went out and like wanted to help her entire team. So it's, they're not just looking out for themselves, which is really cool.
That is really cool. And I think maybe a testament to just the kind of people that love the sport and play this sport. Like you said, mm-hmm. it's the sport. And that's yeah. an example of why.
Yeah. I know that it's hurting some other sports and it's like the driving force in some other sports. And I'm assuming softball will get there. And maybe in a couple more years, I might have a different stance on it. But I mean, again, I think we can't stop the way things are kind of moving and going. And so why not learn about it and make it, you know, a positive thing? So.
Right. Yeah. All right, last one, and then I'll let you okay. make that phone call, which is bat flips, safe or out?
Safe.
Really?
Yeah, I know. Well, that's the, you know, I'm not just a pitcher, but.
True, two-way.
I don't know that I would say safe back in the day, but one of our, well, everyone knows our bat flip queen, Shannon Doherty, is literally the most humble servant leader on our team. Hmm. And when she goes big, she celebrates. I can't get mad at that. Right.
Right.
And I know like I definitely turned into a mama bear with all those responses to Twitter. And I was like, I'm going to respond to every single one of these. And, you know, my PR guy, my husband says, no, you're not. Turn your phone off. So, yeah, but I think I saw something before where they talk about passion and how it's okay to show passion because they don't talk about it with men. So why do you know? Yeah. Why do we need to talk about it with women? Like we should be able to show that just as much.
The way you just described it too is it doesn't sound like she's bat flipping for herself. She's bat flipping for what was done for the team. It happened to be her. Right. But like that's, and I feel like that's an important distinction in all this as well.
Oh no, very true. She's not bat flipping every hit that she has or, you know, it's the ones where it's like, okay, we just won a game, walk off.
Right. That's a big deal. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. So, yeah. And I know there are other women that have done it in the game. And I know that people look, you know, poorly against it, but I think we should be celebrating our women being able to do some cool things and not differentiate. Right. So,
yeah. Very fair. Celebrating women, always a good thing.
Always.
I think we agree. Yeah.
Gwen Spekis, Athletes Unlimited OG, Japanese Pro League player for the Tota Medics, Team USA regular, All-American Oregon alum, and 2018 NFCA National Catcher of the Year.
And if you like it or you agree with it, you call it safe. If you don't like it or you don't agree with it, you call it out.
Okay, let's go.
All right.
I'm in.
Okay. So first one is the obstruction rule.
Out.
I think I knew, but I needed it on record.
Out of control. Out. Get rid of it. Out.
I just don't know what you're supposed to do as a kid. You know what I mean? Are you supposed to just let the ball go by?
It's so silly.
I'm for safety, but... Yeah.
It's not doing what it's intended to though. Like if someone's getting blown up at the plate, that's different. Like if you're just taking away a run because someone's foot was 6 centimeters, you know, on the way, it's like so silly and so stupid. And I am so, it's out. I'm so against it.
Do you think, I've never talked to one, but do you think there's even a catcher out there that would be like, yeah, that's safe. Yeah.
No, maybe someone that got blown up once upon a time, but no. I don't think Even so. It's like, that's part of the game too. Like I was raised learning how to be in a position where if I got trucked, I was safe. Like that's part of being a catcher. And like that part of the game is totally gone. And it happened in baseball. I don't know if you saw it the other night.
I did.
Happened in baseball and got overturned and it's just absolutely ridiculous. So it needs to go out.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yep. Knew that one. That was an easy first one. Second one is we touched on it, but to make it official, NIL, safer out?
Oh, this is so tough. I'm going to go safe here, but I'm going to explain why. I don't agree with all of it. I don't agree that it's become a professional sports realm. So I guess I'll lean on the outside because, like, to me, college sports has become professional sports.
Yeah.
I wish the NLI was like, if your jersey's in a shop, you get a percentage of your jerseys. If you run a camp, you get paid the way you want to be paid. Like, I believe in that stuff. And I believe, like, if a football guy is bringing in millions to the institution through a jersey sale, like, I believe he should get a cut of that 100%. But the way that it's transformed recruiting and then it being coupled with the transfer portal is just, like, so crazy. And it's just changed the game too much. And I just don't agree with it. I don't agree with the fact that a school can just go get the top players from all the best schools and, like, because they have NIL money or whatever. I'm not sure. I can only assume, yeah. I guess. But, like, they can, you know, the richer schools have an upper hand where, you know, it's shuffling the deck too much, and collegiate sports should be amateur. Like, that's what you're signing up for, is to be an amateur sports player. So I believe in parts of it, and I like parts of it, and I like the intention of it from the get. I just think it's become something that it wasn't intended to be, and I don't agree with people being able to just bounce around from college to college based on who will pay them the most money.
Well, and you're right. Like, literally the examples you gave about, like, a jersey sale, that was the initial premise of NIL. So it has evolved quite a bit. So completely understand that.
Right.
Okay. Last one. We talked about this one too. Like, actually I was like, kind of, I couldn't wait till safer out. So that's why I was like, what do you think about throwing from the knees? What about this? What about that earlier? But normally I save that for now, but bat flips, safer out, for the record.
I'm out on them. I think, like, if that's the way that you express yourself and if you can hit a ball far enough to where you know you can bat flip, good for you. But, like, something I loved watching Taylor play the first week of AU, she hit three bombs and she's like, she hit a ball like 290 feet and she's like sprinting out of the box. And I just love that because I believe, like, if you respect the game respects you. And I'm not saying it's disrespectful. Like, if you can do that, awesome, good for you. It's just not for me. And I would be so scared of it not getting out of the park that I could never do it. Like, because if you ever pimped a ball that didn't go out of the park or, like, just squeaked over the fence, to me, it's, like, so embarrassing. And as a catcher, depending on the pimp and depending on the ball, like, I'm not going to lie, I want one in your hip next step at. Like, there are times where someone's pimped a home run so hard and I'm behind the plate that I'm just, like, furious. And if you want to talk about what baseball players would do, they would nail you your next step at if you did something crazy. So I'm against the bat flip personally, but I do think, like, people that do it and do it with respect and humility still in their way they play, I'm for it.
I mean, that's what we were saying earlier, right? Like, you can say something's not for me, but, like, other people do your thing, you know, like, that's allowed. Like, both things can exist.
Nigeri Kennedy, Stanford and Team USA pitcher, the nation's lowest ERA holder in NCAA in 2023, National Freshman of the Year, WCWS semifinalist, and all Pac-12 first team member.
Stirrups, safer out.
Ooh, safe.
Okay, because we didn't have them. I think I wore them once in college, but you all obviously wear them all the time. So you like them.
Yes. It took some getting used to, honestly. I never wore, like, stirrups and travel ball or anything, but I like them, honestly.
Yeah. I mean, they look nice. I think when they're done right, they look nice.
Exactly. You know? Yeah. They bring, if done right, like you said, they bring the whole look together. But
totally. What are your favorite uniforms? I have to ask you that too.
Ooh. I want to say the all card, honestly. I think that's a classic choice. Either that or maybe the gray, but honestly, top choice has to be all card.
I mean, it's like as Stanford as it gets, right? Exactly. So it's, yeah. Yeah. I think when we rarely did because they were like polyester and like really hot, the all cardinal ones back in the day, you guys have, you know, the new stuff, the good stuff, but I think that is the one time I wore stirrups was with the all card.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's fair enough. All right. That was the first one.
Okay.
Second one is throwing a rise ball when you're behind in the count. safer out.
Ooh, safe.
I just, like the confidence.
It might have to be at a different level, but safe.
So important. Such a good distinction. Like, mm-hmm. and you said it earlier too. It's like you throw it at different levels. Location, right? Like that's, I mean, let me brag on you because you, every time I ask you about you, you talk about the team, which is fair and the right thing to do. But like, that's what I think you do a great job of too. It's not just the velocity. It's not just the movement. It's the location. You kind of have all of those things together. So I'm so glad that you like bring that up because it is important.
Thank you. Yes. Like if you're behind the count, you can't throw a rise ball over your catcher's head, but if done right, I think it's still very effective.
Yeah. Yeah. What about throwing a changeup when it's like 3-0? Would you do that? Would you be fine with that?
Yeah, still safe. Like if the changeup's on that day. And honestly, the last thing the hitter's thinking is that they're gonna throw a changeup right now. Especially if you haven't thrown it too often.
Totally. I used to love that about Amanda Freed. I used to watch her pitch at UCLA and she would just throw it whenever, literally whenever. And I was like, that's so awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, cool. That was the second one. Third one is NIL, the name, image, likeness stuff. Safer out.
Ooh, safe. This is so funny. I'm literally doing an article on NIL right now for one of my writing classes, but definitely safe. There's a lot of rules and regulations and stuff, which I think is amazing, but to have the opportunity to kind of earn cash and stuff on the side. I think it's an amazing opportunity.
Yeah. Do you feel like there's also like you get a chance to learn? Cause someone pointed that out to me recently. Like it's almost like a taste of what a job would be or like an internship or professionalism. Cause it's not like you can have an internship, you know, during season, especially. So it's almost like, okay, well, but I can get a little bit of experience this way. Like, have you felt that?
Yes, I have a little bit. So like we put, and I actually talked about this in our essay, like student athletes, like most of us don't have, if any, I don't know one student athlete who like has a job in season or anything, just because like you can't, like 20-hour weeks plus traveling and everything, like it's so hard to do. So I feel like this is just an opportunity for us to kind of like still earn like some money and still partner with brands and everything.
Yeah.
When in the past, like student athletes haven't been able to do that.
Totally. Is the writing class power, by the way?
Yes. Yes, it is.
They still have power. I did power too. Do you still do it? For us, we did it freshman year and sophomore year. And then that was like the requirements and that was it. Is that it?
Yes, our sophomores, I think most of our sophomores did it last fall, but yeah, nice. I'm 7 weeks in. I really love my professors. So it's been a fun class. Yeah.
Good. That helps. I mean, one of the projects that I did, it was the theme of our power class was humor. And so I actually did it and it was related to softball. I totally forgot about that till right now as we're talking about it. But yes, it was like softball jokes and things like that. So there you go. Maybe I'm not as old as I think, hopefully, fingers crossed, if you still have power.
Yes. I'm in a power class called Rhetoric of Success.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah. We kind of just write about like anything that's on our mind or anything like that. And then kind of relate it back to success and how to be like successful as college students. So I really
Yeah, that's awesome. I think my freshman year, I did Rock and Rhetoric is what it was called because our professor, her daughter was in a band and like was actually like a musician and stuff. And so anyway, we learned like all about that. You're bringing all the memories back, Nigel, right now. Well, good. I'm glad you're having a good experience. That's awesome.
Yes.
Okay. Last one is bat flips. Safe or out?
Ooh. Safe if done at the right moment. Like I remember, I think it was Samantha Schall at Oklahoma State. She did it and it was incredible. Honestly, that moment she did it at, it was perfect, honestly. But a bat flip for like a walk in like a not important game out. But right. If it's the Women's College World Series, go all out.
So if somebody bat flipped after hitting against you, how would you react to that?
Oh, honestly, I'd say I'm getting out the next at bat, but yeah, I think I'd try to go
God, I'm at the next bat. But honestly, again, like if we're at the Women's College World Series, like I'm hyped if I get a strikeout there. So I understand like the hitter's going to be hyped too. So I understand both sides of it. Yeah.
Okay. Well, because you do, you hit too. You can. So it's like, you know, I was curious. You're my favorite type of player to ask, the ones who pitch and hit, right? Because you're like, well, what side, you know, where do you lean?
Yes. So. Yeah. I feel like as a pitcher, like then the next at bat, like I'll try to get that hitter out. But then as a hitter, I'm thinking, okay, like I see where she's coming from. I get what she's doing. So
yeah,
it definitely depends what side I'm playing in.
Totally. The next batter might get a little more heat. Probably. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. No, that's awesome. I love that.
Nicole Auerbach, senior writer for The Athletic, college sports radio host on SiriusXM, NBC Sports Insider 2020 National Sports Writer of the Year, and college softball fan.
The props and rally caps in the dugout. Safe or out?
I'm all in. Safe.
I agree.
I like them. I think it's fun. It's also like a very like TikTok has like enhanced what we expect, I think, from dances and coordinated efforts. So I think that's a fair game. Safe.
I agree. And actually softball TikTok is like taking off. The Oregon team, I feel like years ago, started this trend where it's like even random people that knew nothing about softball was following some of these players. So totally.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was the first one. Second one is accessories like ribbons or glitter and eye black and stuff like that. Safe or out?
I'm typically yes. I think especially ribbons, and I definitely wore eye black back in the day, so safe.
Yeah. Did you ever wear eye black at night where you're like, okay, this is obviously just a flex and not
Yes. Well, we did not actually use any of that stuff for like a real purpose. It was just to look cool. And then also did the same thing for like powder puff football. So it was not at all weather related.
100%. Yeah. Sometimes you just have to look good, to feel good, to play good. You know, that's how it works.
Exactly.
Okay. Next one is, you touched on this, but for the record, NIL, name, image, likeness, safe or out?
Oh yeah. I mean, pro, safe. I think with female athletes, we've especially seen it like the way that it was intended. Like you are actually a star and you are a spokesperson for something. And not like some of the weird ways that people have been using it for like football, men's basketball, and like recruiting inducements. Like it's just been an awesome opportunity, I think, for female athletes that was trying to tell people would be there because people have these incredible platforms. So very pro. I think that it's great that, you know, women can cash in.
Makes sense. All right. Last one is bat flips. Safe or out?
I'm pro, so I'll go safe there. I think that personality is a good thing. I think that like having villains in sports is a good thing. So I think overly celebrating, whatever people want to describe it as, is a good thing. And I don't understand why people get so offended by bat flips. I mean, the way to stop that from happening is to not give up a home run. So as a former pitcher, that's my stance.
I've had some pitchers that I've been surprised that some of them are like, yeah, I mean, I'm going to throw one at their ribs next time, you know, but others have actually also been like, if I gave it up, you know, it is what it is. And I was like, that's very enlightened and mature.
Yeah. I mean, again, like you did it, right? Like it's bragging rights. You're allowed to do what you want. You hit the ball.
Yeah, it's very true.
Nicole Mendez, Oklahoma alum, two-time national champion, four-time Big 12 champion, Tokyo Olympian with Team Mexico, and Athletes Unlimited Pro. Okay, so the first one is wearing sunglasses and a visor. So like double sun protection in the field.
Safe. As an outfielder, saved my butt a couple times, so it's safe.
I had a feeling, because I feel like it's definitely more of an outfielder thing if you had to choose, like between outfield and infield. And
if you were to be like, just sunglasses, no visor, I'd be like, that's out. Like you gotta wear the visor.
I agree. I agree with that.
You're like missing something, you know? It's like just
Yeah. Visor first and then I agree.
Yeah.
Okay. That was the first one. Second one is true lefties. So like you, where it's like you throw left too, you don't just hit left. Playing positions other than, you know, being a pitcher or an outfielder or a first baseman.
Safe. I think it's fun to see that. And I think a lot of times whenever you see somebody do that, you're like, oh, that's so weird. And then they're really good at it. And you're like, oh, okay, I guess they're good enough. And then the next lefty comes along and they're like, I can do that too. And then you start to see it more and more. I think of lefty catchers, starting to see a lot more of those when everybody was saying, whenever I was growing up, I mean, I never wanted to be a catcher, but if I did, everybody would always say, oh, you can't because you're lefty. So I would say that's safe.
Well, I agree with you too, because I don't know if, oh, you can't, well, you can't in general isn't a great thing to have in your vocabulary, but to say you can't because of this thing that you can't even control, you know, that seems like not the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. First two down. Next one is NIL, safe or out.
Could we have a video replay?
People have asked that. Yes.
I think it's good. I think it's good for athletes to grow and be able to learn important. I think it's so good to learn important things like taxes and how all that stuff works, but I will not name names, but I know several athletes who have gotten all these endorsement deals and it's been amazing. And then they just spend the money and they don't know, like, oh, you got to pay taxes on that. I'm like, yes, you do. Now, how do you pay taxes on that? I don't know. I just know you have to. But I think if you're going to enable that, you also have to allow that education to happen. And I understand NCAA is trying to just try and make it, because I mean, what you make as a softball player is going to be right now as where we stand far less than if you're a football player, right? Just off the bat. And hopefully one day that divide continues to shrink and shrink and shrink. But as it is right now, that's not the case. But if you're going to provide these athletes with these opportunities, you also have to allow rules that enable them to learn and be able to be supported. Because if you're the NCAA and you're saying, hey, no, like, you can't do that, I'm like, well, you can't provide us with an opportunity to make a ton of money and then say, well, we also have to treat you as a regular student, so we're not going to give you anything. To me, a regular student on campus has the opportunity to go to a financial advisor for everyday things. They should, if you're an athlete, have the opportunity to go to a financial advisor for NIL deals and branding and things like that. I think it's a tricky landscape and there's just so much to come from it. So I think there needs to be a video replay on it and just maybe like a little revisit after that.
I agree with you that education is key, because even some NFL players that are making millions, because of a lack of this like financial literacy or that education, a very high percentage go bankrupt because they just don't know how to manage it all. So I completely agree with that.
Yeah. In all areas, just helps. It helps.
Yep. Definitely. All right. Well, last one is bat flips, safe or out.
Oh, I have to say out, but it's not because I'm like, oh, you're a girl, so you can't bat flip. Like, I could care less about that. I don't like it whenever guys, so I'm just like, the type of player that I am, I don't want to bat flip. If you want to bat flip, that's your business. Go on. But for me personally, I like to get it done. And then I just like to just go around and do my business and act like I do that all the time. Like, I think that's kind of fun, is to be up here and to hit a monster bomb and just be like, yeah, like, whatever. Like, I hit that all the time. You know, like, to me, I love that. So that's kind of my subtle in your face kind of thing. Some girls love them. Some girls hate them. I'm like, I'm going to say out. Yeah.
Fair enough. I think the best part actually from like hitting a bomb, for example, is I don't know if there's anything better than when you come around third base and your team's like there to welcome you, you know?
Fun. Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially if your team has like a cool thing that they do. I've seen some cool home run celebrations. Like those I'm like, ooh, like that was a good home run celebration. It's happened to me a couple times where I've been on defense and I'll watch them round third and meet their team. They do cool things. I was like, whatever, you know, because it's so cool. Yeah.
You guys had some cool ones in AU. too. Very
Yeah, those are
creative.
so fun. They are so creative. I felt they're like, okay, what's our theme? Like, what are we going? I'm like, think, be creative, get your mind out of the box. Like, I'm like, I don't know. But they do a great job coming up with themes every week. It's a lot of fun.
Yeah, well, I'm excited to hopefully see you maybe celebrating one of those in the not too distant future. And I really appreciate you taking the time to chat, especially for, International Women's Day. Like, we're actually recording on International Women's Day, which is really cool.
Yeah, it is.
Torrey Tyson, Howard softball head coach of the Texas Smoke Pro Team, the first ever WPF champions, Nebraska alum, and Skylar's mom.
Yeah, I think the first time you came on, we didn't do this yet, but then second time. All right, so the first one is coaches padding schedules. Safer out.
Padding schedules. And when you're saying this, you're meaning like getting teams like guaranteed wins or so they think, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough, right? I think in a sense, you got to say yes, because if you say out, you got to say safe, because if you say out, it's going to take away opportunities for some of these mid-majors or the Howards like myself to get in the building and get those opportunities. And I get it. They're trying to make playoffs and ball don't lie. So I don't think anybody gets hurt by it, except them. So safe.
Because here you are, you've had such a strong schedule this season, right? But to your point, yes, it's like it's also about building confidence too, like for your team as well to get there. So like, yeah, that's one of those tightropes that coaches have to walk, I feel.
And like I said, I did that this year because I
Yeah.
knew that my culture could handle it, right? Like my
Right.
freshmen want to win the next time they're at a regional. My culture 3 years ago couldn't.
Yeah. So it's knowing yourself as well and your team.
Absolutely. So safe.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Makes sense. Okay. Second one is pitchers and catchers not calling pitches, like the coaches being the ones who call pitches. Safer out.
Safe, and I'm so glad you asked me this. Listen, for everybody on social media talking about their preference, I am a single mom. Ain't no way the livelihood of Skylar getting paid is going to be because Twitter wants to see that. The right pitcher and catcher, yes, right? You got a catcher that just takes great passion in reading hitters. And here's the reality: the way that I do it, and I can't say this. I don't call a specific pitch. I'm going off of effective velocity. So I give where you can flip the power. So this is why I'm saying safe, is I am telling you that I want to see a change in speed, not using the changeup, right? Change in the speed using effective velocity, but they have the power to throw whatever pitch they want to that location, whether that's going to be their fastball, their screwball, their rise ball, right? If I'm saying I want something that's in the up and in region so that we can open it up to their changeup or their out. And knowing effective velocity and doing all of that. Calling pitches is an art. Look at Lonnie. Ouch. What? I'm going for Lonnie. I ain't letting no catcher call my game. Lonnie calling my game. Like, get out of here. Safe. You get Lonnie Alameda behind the dish that can do that and takes pride in it and is studying swings and isn't in her feelings because she struck out. And can get back in there, then do it. And I think you get to a point where your pitcher and catcher have a rapport. Like I think of people that play together for a long time. There was a Sophia Frost and a Julia Valenzuela at Cal State Fullerton. They're together 5 years. Go crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, absolutely. I just don't think that that's for everybody. That's crazy to be like, we want to see it. So risk your livelihood. Nah. Safe. And I think you can empower them. Like, I like the way that I do it because it still gives them ownership. I am merely telling you this is the speed change we're going for so that,
Right.
and they know that it's for a plan of the next pitch.
I think that's a really good way. Like, that's a really key thing, though. You're right. It is a balance the way that you approach it because has felt a little bit like one extreme or the other. Either the coach has full control, or either just the pitchers and catchers are doing this on their own. And maybe it doesn't have to be, to your point. Like, you have that sort of more middle ground, which is definitely interesting.
I let them know that I am going off of EV, and they have the power to throw whatever pitch in that area. And so that is between the pitcher and the catcher to dictate what they think will get that done.
Right. Ah, that makes sense.
Oh, there. Hey, let's mix that in, Twitter, and your thoughts on that. But I'm calling safe.
Yeah. Makes sense. I think it makes a lot of sense. All right. The next one, I think I might have asked you this last time, but you know, it's been a year, so we'll run it back. NIL, safe or out?
Safe. Let people make money off their name. It hasn't changed anything. Softball's still softball. These girls are just getting paid and getting more publicity for it. I don't think it's changed the integrity of our sport. You know, and obviously, and I'm saying this as somebody at a small school, like NIL isn't limited. Like, we got to work a little bit harder here, right? We don't have like an NIL building like some people are getting, right? Like, they got an NIL office, but our girls can make money too, and they can get out there. And I think it's made a, you know, if you're a hustler, you're going to find a way. And I think you're also finding some people are like, that are in these bigger schools are like, I don't even really want to be involved in it anymore. Like, I want to focus back. Nobody was forcing anybody either way. And I think that giving people the power of choice, you want people to call their own pitches. Well, let them have a choice to make money.
Yeah.
Because we're all about, you know, free control, you know?
Yeah, that's true. It is a choice. That's still, you're just allowed to now, but it's a choice still.
Yeah. Not everybody's, my girls know they can do it. They're not beating down the door. And I want to say that, like, that's why I be saying with the package deal and everything, everybody looks like, man, people who be getting that money and doing that, that's a job. They be hustling. That's investment. That's time. That's appearances. Not everybody's built for that. So don't you worry. A lot of people are not going to be touching that kind of cash because they are not about to be investing that kind of energy.
Right.
I look at Jen, ain't never, there will never be a package deal, Tori Tyson. I could never in like just, woo, it's a lot. Be on the road, be on a plane, doing a lot. And so I think you look at these athletes that are really tapping into that. That is a lot. To do that and still be at the best for your game, that's not for everybody. And so I just felt like we gave that a lot more power than it really had.
Mm. Yeah, that's interesting. All right, last one is bat flips. Safe or out?
Gosh, I hate to be all safe here, but man, safe again. Safe again, because the only person that has to deal with the repercussion of an obnoxious bat flip is the batter. So what is it to us? They're the ones that got to bounce back. And I, again, in pitchers, if you don't want a bat flip, don't throw a fatty. And if you do, what an opportunity. Isn't that what the game is about, right? Like, here's my issue with that people calling out on bat flips. Why do you only want to see women sad? We love seeing women miss the final shot. We love watching them cry in the dugout. Then get mad. Like, I tell my girls, as much drama you give me when you're doing bad, can I get a bat flip when you do, like, when you execute? Why does the execution got to be so quiet and humble, but the failure got to be so big and loud, and we want to post that picture? It's weird. Weird energy. Bat flip, go crazy. Like, especially if we're going to always show the saddest part of our game.
Yeah. That is really interesting, because I'm thinking back to, like, you know, all those postseason moments where you see the team celebrating, they'll show it, but then they'll pan over to the losing team a lot. Like, you're right. I hadn't really thought about that, but that is interesting.
The obsession with seeing women sad is crazy.
Wow. Well, I'm never sad after talking with you. So at least there's that. And I hope you feel the same way, because this is great as usual. We'll just make this a yearly thing. I'll just go ahead and put that in the atmosphere right now.
Let's do it. I love it.
Phil Bruder, former longtime leader of the California Raiders travel ball organization, coached a dozen ASA national champion teams, over 400 college scholarship winners, more than 130 All-Americans, and multiple Olympians, and one of my old travel ball coaches. Doing signals with the armbands, so not the traditional, you know, touches that the coaches do, but using those armbands for signals.
Out. Definitely.
I had a feeling.
Out. I hate that. I will never use that. I don't want to use that. My signals are so simple, you know, hit, take, steal. How tough is that? I have three signals. That's it. These people are calling 47-25, and they call all these different numbers, and blue 27. And when a different pitcher comes in, everyone has to change an armband because they're different pitches and different. No, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, it does make the game longer.
Much.
Yeah. And the, okay.
And the softball game will go to eventually, like the major leagues, to make it a shorter game where you have X amount of time to pitch. You have one time you can call a timeout if you're a hitter. You can't be looking at the armband for an hour. You can't do that.
Yeah, I get it. I get it. Okay, that was the first one. Second one is NIL, name, image, likeness, student athletes getting paid. You talked about this earlier, but for the record, safe or out?
Safe. I think that they deserve that. If there was only money for the player, then I would have said out, but it's not. You get millions of their successes going to the school. You get paid millions of dollars because you have great athletes that win games. That's why you're on ESPN. That's why your school is getting millions and millions of dollars, because you're on ESPN and they're paying you, or you're on Fox, or you're on whatever TV channel there is, and they pay you. So I think that the student athletes should get something. I'm for the student athlete. If, like I said, if the school did not get paid, I would have said out, because they are getting, I don't know what it cost you to go to school, $50,000-$60,000 a year. You're talking about over $250,000 worth of education. You get to eat, you get to sleep, you get your books, you get to go to school, and then you graduate. You know, if you are smart enough to graduate, that's a lot of money. So yeah. If the school wasn't getting anything, I would have said out. But now the school, for years, have made millions of dollars off kids. So now it's safe.
Yeah. Okay. The last one is bat flips. Safe or out?
Do I have to say safe or out? It's okay. Safe. You don't run safe. But now let me try to preface that.
Okay.
If you're going to do that, now they don't do that today, but in the past, if you're going to try to embarrass my team because you hit a home run, you're going to get hit in the ribs next time up. Okay? If you're going to hit a player of mine because she hit a home run, dropped her bat, and ran around, and you're going to hit her because you didn't like she hit a home run, she didn't embarrass you or anything like that, then you better make sure your best player doesn't come up, because that's why my kids very rarely got hit. In other words, if they got hit, it's because the ball missed, because the pitcher's wild. I can accept that, okay? But don't hit one of my kids because she just homered off you, or don't hit one of my kids because you don't like her. If the ball slipped, if it missed, I know whether it missed or not. Then, and that's why very seldom do my kids get hit, because I'll retaliate. But see, they don't retaliate today. In the past, hit this girl. Okay. Don't hit her in the head. Don't hit her where anything can hurt. Hit her in the ribs. Okay. She has some padding in the ribs. Or hit her in the backside, something like that, but make her understand you're not going to take pot shots off my kids. So to flip the bat, that's all right. Safe.
Danielle Lori said the same thing. She said, expect one in the ribs the
next good. Time. Good for her. And I like her when she's on TV. She's pretty good. And, but I'm surprised she said that, because she's not old fashioned. She hasn't left that long ago. Maybe she has. What? Yeah, I guess she has.
Well, she came back for the Olympics, but I mean, she won the national championship in 2009. Her last year was 2010.
Yeah, I don't want to hear college. I don't want to hear that. She beat Florida, but go ahead.
Right, that's true. She did.
Right. I think she was a great player, great hitter, great pitcher, great for the game. I really like her a lot, but I like her more now since you made that comment, because she's the pitcher. She has the ball.
Yeah.
You know, and if she will do that, and I truly believe she would do that, but not just because. There has to be a reason.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair. Monica Abbott, retired Team USA pitcher, 2-time Olympic silver medalist, 16-year pro, 6-time Japan Softball League champion, Tennessee Hall of Famer, 4-time All-American, NCAA record holder, and legendary lefty. The leaping rule for pitchers in college, meaning college pitchers can't leap. The fact that that's
can or can't.
They currently cannot. Like the current rule that stands. Safer out.
Ooh.
Out. That's what I thought you were going to say. That's what I thought you were going to say. Because it's different only than international, right?
It's legal. It's legal internationally. So why don't we make it legal? If Team USA is pulling from college teams, they should try to follow the international rule book.
Yeah, no, that's a good point. I just spoke with Laura Berg recently because I was calling the Oregon State Stanford series.
Oh, nice.
For Pac-12. And we were talking about, she was talking about certain international rules that she's like, I think we should just incorporate this in college, like to help speed the game up and think like the 1 foot in the box, batter's box, stuff like that. But anyway, 100%. Yeah.
100%. Baseball is stealing the softball rules. Like, why don't we just keep advancing the game?
Yeah. 100%. All right, cool. Well, that was the first one. Second one is, you mentioned this briefly earlier, but NIL, safe or out.
Safe is stay. It should stay.
Yeah, safe is stay.
Safe. I think it's a great opportunity. I know. Okay, here's the thing. My thought. I know NIL was meant for like the basketball, like men's basketball and football players, probably those kind of people. But whoo, is it going to change the game for women's sports? That's my opinion.
I totally see that as well. Just because it's like, look at the visibility that can exist now. Like, imagine if you and Kat and Lisa all had these types of things in place during your time. Like, game changer. Unbelievable.
It literally proves value.
Yeah.
It proves the value of women's sports and individual female athletes, whether they're an individual sport or a team sport.
Yeah. Very true. All right, the last one is bat flips. Safer out.
Safe.
Really? Just the pitcher perspective. I'm always curious.
I mean, I'm not going to say that I love it, but I think that, yeah, I think it's good for the game. I think it's good. It's exciting. If my teammate did it when I was hit on the team, I would be pumped. It's part of it, The whole like over the head Sam Shaw like karate chop. Now that's a bit much. Like, let's not do that. But like, hey, like a little flip, a little style to it.
Yeah,
I'm down with it. I think it's good. I think it's good for the game.
I don't know if anyone even has really truly had an opportunity to do a bat flip on you, but if they were to have, how do you think they would have reacted?
They wouldn't.
You're actually right.
Like that, okay. Let me rest in my retirement, in my retired life, like just knowing that nobody has or nobody did that I know of, or I didn't see it, or I didn't see it.
That is so perfect. Actually, I'm so happy that that's how we're gonna wrap this up, because that is spot on. Safer out is a fun way to end each interview, and it's a fun way to wrap up the season. Because I just love hearing our guests' opinions and their perspectives, because it makes me think and it makes me laugh. And I hope it did the same for you. And for the record, yes, season 4 of Believe in Softball is safe, thanks to the community that we've all built here together. And maybe it's a good reminder, too, if you want some safer out merch, pick up our t-shirt this off season. So with that, let's transition to the foul tip of the week.
This week's foul tip is about keeping our foot on the gas. And like I said in the beginning, it's felt like softball in 2023 just never let up. And it feels that way with women's sports overall. We just keep going. And it reminded me how important it is to keep our foot on the gas. You know, a lot of the progress that we've made to this point is because we've done that. We're not hitting the brakes, even when it gets hard. As a matter of fact, sometimes the most significant progress is made when it does feel the hardest. So as we head into this off season, let's think about that. You know, they say that real discipline is doing what you've committed to, even when it's not easy and you might not want to at the moment, because that's what commitment is. That's what dedication is. A theme that has come up so often with our guests on the show is how resilient the softball world is. And maybe that's because of how committed we are to growing the game and creating opportunities for girls and women. To me, that's keeping your foot on the gas. You know, don't get me wrong. It's not sustainable for us to go 100 miles per hour all the time. It's life. It ebbs and flows. There's traffic sometimes. So there may be times when we have to slow down a bit. And even if we lighten up on that gas pedal, our foot's still on it though, because the important thing is that we're still moving forward. Everyone's journey is different. That's okay. Whether we're in season or in the off season, let's just move in the right direction. So that's it. Keep your foot on the gas. That's the foul tip of the week. You've been listening to Believe in Softball, part of Believe Network and presented by Bet Online. The show is available anywhere you get your podcasts, wherever you listen, including Believe.com and YouTube too. Now is a great time to take a second and subscribe or follow the show on your favorite platforms if you haven't yet. And if you liked it, rate the show and write a review for it. We love and value your feedback. And then catch up on any episodes you might have missed in the meantime. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram, again, at Believe in Softball. That's B-L-E-A-V. You can always reach out to me personally on Twitter or X at JennaBecerra01 and Instagram at JennaBecerra as well. Thank you for tuning in this entire season and the last four seasons for the OGs. And as always, catch you soon.
How about Cap'n Crunch's Crunch Berries with breakfast?
Whoa, Dad, we're on
Crunch Island. He's Jean-Lefoot Foot.
And he stole our crunch.
Quick, the zip line.
He's getting away.
Throw our last Crunch Berry.
No!
No one steals my Crunch Berries.
I think you mean my Crunch Berries. Choose your own Crunch Venture with Cap'n Crunch.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And it's your last chance to get more fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this limited-time bundle ends June 30th. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
Life is a highway, and on it there will be many chicken sandwiches. But there's only one McCrispy, so go ahead and hit the turn signal if you know about this juicy gem of a detour.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Whether you're a morning person or a bedtime procrastinator, everyone deserves a mattress that works for their style. And you'll find the best mattress for you at Ashley. The new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley brings you one-of-a-kind body-conforming technology, making every sleep tailored to be your best. The collection also features cool-to-the-touch covers and motion absorption to help minimize sleep disruptions from partners, pets, or kids. Shop the all-new Tempur-Adapt collection at Ashley in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.